This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. backed forces in Syria moved to retake the very last patch the Islamic State self-declared caliphate in Syria, advancing on the terror group's remaining fighters late Friday. Final assault began just a day after the lead commander said the northeast Syrian village of Baghouz would be liberated within a week. An SDF official speaking to VOA on the condition of anonymity said that 15,000 troops were taking part in that operation with the backing of U.S. and coalition air power and artillery. The U.S. and South Korea are expected to announce that they will significantly scale back annual large-scale joint exercises. Media reports quoting unnamed U.S. defense officials say the official announcement is expected in the coming days. Scaling back the exercises could be seen as a good faith gesture to keep nuclear talks with North Korea alive following the failed Hanoi summit and to address President Trump's concerns about the high cost of the massive demonstrations of force. The parents of Otto Warmbier, an American student who died after 17 months at a North Korean prison, blamed Kim Jong-un's evil regime, as they put it, on Friday after U.S. President Trump said he believed the leader's claim not to have known how their son had been treated. Warmbier's parents said that they held off commenting during the second summit between Trump and Kim in Hanoi, which was cut short Thursday after the two sides failed to reach a deal for the reclusive communist nation to give up its nuclear weapons. President Trump responded by tweeting that, of course, I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death. The president then said that the Warmbier family is a tremendous symbol of passion and strength. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump says that he has asked China to immediately remove all tariffs on U.S. agricultural products because trade talks are going so well. Writing on Twitter, the president said that he asked for Beijing to eliminate the tariffs based on the fact that we're moving along nicely with trade discussions. The president also said he had not raised tariffs on Chinese goods from 10% to 25% on March 1st. The tweet came after the U.S. Trade Representative Office said that it would delay the scheduled tariff increase on $200 billion of Chinese goods. The world's two largest economies have been involved in a trade war since last March. Canada's Justice Department has begun the process of extraditing Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou to the United States to face charges of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. Meng, the company's chief financial officer, was detained in Canada last December. In January, the United States filed several charges against her and Huawei, including bank fraud, obstruction of justice, and theft of technology. AP correspondent Rob Gillies says that the case against her caught Canada between two huge powers.
Huawei is seen as an extension of the Chinese government, and they're charged in the U.S. with these crimes. I mean, Canada's kind of caught in between the U.S. and China here, but she's facing legitimate fraud charges. And Canada is a rule of law country. As per its extradition treaty with the United States, is embarking on this process on whether or not to extradite her.
Meng will appear in a Vancouver court on March 6th. When a date will be set for her extradition hearing. A House panel is giving the White House until Monday to voluntarily turn over documents related to security clearances. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The deadline comes amid questions over just how senior Trump advisor Jared Kushner got his high-level security clearance. Career security officials had recommended against granting it, but the New York Times reports President Trump ordered that his son-in-law get the clearance, and that then-Chief of Staff John Kelly documented his concerns at the time. The president denied it during an interview with the newspaper several weeks ago.
I was never involved with the security.
The House Oversight Committee's chairman says he's asked the White House one last time to voluntarily cooperate in a security clearance probe or potentially face a subpoena. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A flare-up between arch foes India and Pakistan appeared to be easing Saturday after Islamabad handed back a captured Indian pilot amid efforts by global powers to prevent a war between the nuclear-armed neighbors. The wing commander, who became the face and symbol of the biggest clash between India and Pakistan in many years, walked across the border just before 9 p.m. local time Friday in a high-profile handover shown on live television. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.